Hello, it's me, Dowden. Today is the 29th of September. Almost fall. Is it fall? I feel like it's fall now. I feel like I can safely say...
Yeah, the leaves
have turned.
The leaves have been falling off the trees here.
But it's also 80 degrees out in Pennsylvania right now, so I never know. As you can see by the green screen flapping in the wind behind me my fans that have to be on because it's about like a million degrees outside. It's very hot right now for fall. Extremely warm. No one likes it, but it's all right. DJ, how warm is it in the Great Britain?
It's getting colder now. It's nowhere near 90. It's probably like 70s, maybe 75s, close to 80s. But yeah, it's around there. It's nowhere near 90.
Jake, let me ask you this, also on this podcast. What's the ideal temperature for fall?
Like a good 60.
Okay. I respect that.
Like a good 55, 60, a little brisk. Like where you need a hoodie.
Sure.
Or a light jacket. Yeah.
A little humid too,
get some
maybe.
Rain.
Just a little,
no,
not humid, a little dry, maybe. A little
crackly.
You like a crackle of leaves.
Crackly. No. Doesn't dry and humid mean your lips dry out real easy?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Say dry and humid. What?
It can't be dry and humid. There's a difference.
Could be.
One's water.
Dry.
One's
doesn't dry mean your lips get all crackly.
Crackly. Crackle.
That's
a great service.
That's what lip balm's for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lip balm. Do you guys use lip balm like as a okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't use it
because
like,
it is very. It's super dry here. Mm-hmm. I live in the desert, so.
Huh. It's strange.
The high desert, but it's still a desert.
You live in a desert? I don't know if that counts.
Yeah.
It counts.
You sure? Don't you have trees? Don't you have, like, forests literally surrounding
you? Yeah, it's called a high desert.
What?
The high desert.
Yes.
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 Yep. You ever been to a high desert before, DJ? Clearly not.
No. Weed isn't legal over here. Hey.
Well,
hey. Optics got jokes.
Oh, here. Joking. Good. Well, gentlemen, speaking of fall, I've been falling in love with God of War. Is that a good...
Didn't you buy that, like, ages ago?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You bought that when it came out, didn't you?
Around that, you know. No, it wasn't. It was what? Last year,
it wasn't when it came out, but it was a while ago.
It was on $20 sale. I don't know when that was.
Okay, fair enough.
The fancy $20 sale for God of War, and I'll say this: having beat it now completely, done all like kind of most of the back challenge and stuff. Obviously, I'm not going to collect all the frickin' ravens or whatever scrolls or stupid stuff in the game. But having done to where I feel completed with the game, it's quite a good game. Probably, I would say, my game of the year from last year. God of War. Very, very strong, fun, fast-paced combat. Neat characters. Good story. Go some places. A lot of fun, that game. I enjoyed it a lot. Obviously, the combat was God of War. But, like, with a spin on it that I think adds, like, I don't know, makes it fresh and invigorating to play again. Rather than just pressing X all the time. It's more complex. They added good complexity to it, so I've been really enjoying that this week. Finally having finished it. Feels good.
Oh, wait, you finished it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So
and I uninstalled
it. You not only started, you finished it. Great.
Yep. I uninstalled it so I can install MLB The Show.
Perfect. Is that, like, out now on the PlayStation Plus?
It's not on PlayStation Plus. It's very much a rental game from Redbox that I rented for a few days. So I'm playing a little MLB The Show. Pitching, starting pitcher for the Biscuits. A double A.
What?
The Biscuits?
The double Which A. Biscuits?
That's a good question.
Oh, it's like amateur.
Yeah, double A.
Amateur baseball.
It's double A. It's the Biscuits. You tell me what I don't know what town.
Biscuits.
The Montgomery Biscuits.
No, the town. Their mascot is Big Mo.
Mm-hmm. What's Big
Mo? Oh, God, yeah, he's a biscuit. Yeah.
This like a biscuit? It's like a, I figured it was some kind of other
it's
thing.
It's got a butter tongue.
Disgusts me.
K1 down in the chat is saying that they serve biscuits at the games.
Oh, shit. Well, all right. I can see why my guy has gained so much weight and is having trouble getting out of the AA baseball league. I mean, it's hard to win when you're literally being served biscuits every day at work. I mean, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, so it's not UK biscuits, because that's what I thought at first.
No, it's...
What are U.S. biscuits referred to? Scones?
Pretty much, yeah. Just dry.
Okay.
Not good scones.
I don't know. I feel like bun, maybe, but like a dry roll.
No, it's not a bun.
A roll? No? Okay. Why is there that difference?
It's what not the a fuck? Roll.
So put the
I don't
difference.
Know, because you guys are fools. You guys made That's bad, fair. Like, bread... And like, and just wanted to name something your own. You wanted your own like culinary foods when your country was created. So
of
you're
course.
Like, yeah, we're gonna take back biscuits.
We're taking them biscuits.
Taking it back.
Yeah, fuck the British and the Redcoats.
Fucking Yankee Doodle dandies out here. God damn it. Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's why tea's illegal there too.
These are biscuits now.
You guys don't have normal tea. You have iced tea as, like, your tea.
I don't know about that. I think people still refer to tea as hot tea.
I've seen, like, 95% of the time, tea is most likely iced tea. Or, like, kombucha or some weird shit that you guys made.
Ah, kombucha is kombucha.
Yeah, that's new.
Kombucha is fucked up and weird either way.
If you're referring to tea, or like, hot tea, you just say tea. If you're referring to iced tea, it's iced tea.
Yeah.
Right, but no one drinks tea in America either way.
I disagree vastly.
The America?
America.
I drink tea. Don't insult me and my... Rather than drink coffee, I drink tea in the morning. What's wrong with you? Come on.
That or you drink
weird
tea.
I have tea in the pantry.
What flavor? Normie tea or is it like some weird chamomile... And lavender tea.
What qualifies as normie?
What's normie
normal
tea?
Earl Grey ass generic ass tea.
I have some Earl Grey.
Sure. Okay. Black tea. I mean, you know, just like a.
I have some black
English
tea.
English breakfast.
As well. Yep.
Maybe a little.
English. Yeah. It's a little on
wake
the nose.
Up.
You just call it breakfast.
Really? You just call it. It's not English breakfast tea over there. Is that real? I didn't know that.
No.
Okay. We call it English breakfast tea over here. Sure. Okay. Yeah, I just got a bunch of teas from Adigo. It's like a tea manufacturer, a tea importer. It's pretty good tea. I enjoy it a lot.
Fair enough. I didn't know the Montgomery biscuits existed. Or also, well, I don't know, the big shrimp are also pretty good.
Sure. The battle and piston shrimp, is that it? What's that? It's the...
I forget what they're... Jumbo shrimp, that's it.
Jumbo,
Jacksonville jumbo shrimps, yeah.
Jumbo
not just
shrimps.
Big.
Huge shrimps, very large. I don't know. I've been playing that game a little bit today, and it's, you know, it's very simmy. Especially if you choose the right controls and stuff. I'm pitching with, what is it? Pure analog pitching. It's all on the analog stick.
Pure, yeah.
Pure, yeah.
Have you found the like down up can get really pretty crazy? Like even with just tiny little movements, it gets real bad with that pure.
Yes, it's very difficult. I don't know if I was prepared. You know, I pitched like a 10 strikeout game, but at the same time, it's like holy cow, I'm really struggling to put it in the middle at times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it, but it's like. I mean, you pull back, and you feel like, okay, it's kind of like a football thing. You're going to flick it forward to do a field goal. But, like, every time I feel like I put it right in the center, and it doesn't... It's off to the side a little bit, and it's like...
And it's not the center, yeah.
Just makes me, like...
So I think...
Suspect.
I think that's a mix of, like, hey, you made a tiny micro movement...
Mm-hmm.
With your analog stick, or B, it's like your character's stats like,
sure,
how he's good under pressure or how he is with that specific movement type, the more reliable it is. And then C, it's like the difficulty. So if it's on easy, it's going to give you more leeway, right, on it. And if it's like on medium or hard or whatever, I found that it's just going to fucking go crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, holy cow. I'm putting a sinker and it's like, oh, well, that just went really high for some reason. It just, yeah, flew out into the stands. I don't know what I did wrong. It's a fun game. I think I like the story stuff. Which was mainly what I was playing. Like, they just kind of give you some dialogue choices and stuff and kind of let you build your character in that way. And they got, like...
Yeah.
You got Renegade, like Mass Effect. You got, like, Heart and Soul, Lightning Rod or whatever, and you got to select which one of your personality choices you want to do.
They at least adjusted it. The last couple I played, which was, like, maybe 17, not 18, it was just, like, hey, pick a thing. They didn't have any specifics on, like, it's Renegade, or this is going to advance your career in any way in this direction. It's just, you're a guy, you work in the field. Every 2 months or so, the agent's going to call and go, hey, you're good, do you want to trade? Yes, no, and stuff like that. That's it. Which is useless anyway, because, like, as a rookie, you're locked into a multi-year trade.
Right, yeah.
Multi-year contract, so, like, I at one point wanted a trade because I was at the Miami Marlins. God, they're dog shit. Sure. And I was like, yeah, trade me away. And he was like, yeah, no, I can't because you're under this contract. So I'll call you in 2 months with the exact same question, but realistically, you're stuck for 3 years. Yeah. Yeah.
You're stuck here. But also, I just want to let you know I'm here, you know, listen to you.
Yeah.
Steve is terrible, but you're not getting off it. Actually, go ahead.
It's good to see that they're changing that at least adding something in.
Yeah, and it's got like a skill tree now, so the higher you go in one thing, you get different little skills, like better, I don't know, better that's fielding, good, better ground outs, things like that.
That's good. They had something like that, but it was like, it was just XP bars that you chunked XP points into until you leveled them up each time. And then once you got to, say, like, level 60 in your fast balls, you'd have that unlock of, like, better ground outs, but it wouldn't be a skill tree in any way.
So they have both this time. They have, like, bars you advance for your skills, and then they have that personality thing, which feeds points into a skill tree that you can unlock stuff with. So they kind of blend those together. That's fun. They've done a nice lot of work making it like a good character mode. Like it feels very nuanced in how it's approaching making a character. I like it a lot. It's cool. And then the other thing I've been playing is Downwell. It's on mobile. I was like, hey, Mary was talking about all those Apple Arcade games. I want to play something. And Downwell, I think it was on a sale or is now free. One of those two. And I picked it up, and that's a fun game. It's like a 16-bit kind of game. You jump into a hole, you have left and right, and shoot. You kind of bounce yourself up with the shoot too. So it's fun. You're just kind of flying down a hole, picking up, you know, unlocks and achievements and stuff like that. And
it's
killing things
like a reverse vertical shooter, right?
Yeah.
Is it more run based? Is it like roguelike in that it's randomed?
Yeah.
It's randomed each time. Okay.
It feels pretty random, and you're also kind of doing the roguelike thing of you'll get unlocks and on certain things. Yep. You'll walk into rooms and stuff will happen. And I think you unlock things like kind of roguelike as each run progresses. You get more, you get better items, better stuff like that. I know you do, like, collect some kind of currency. I don't know how you spend that, but... Well, outside of the shops, but you do collect some kind of level-up stuff, too, so... Yeah, it's fun. Very simple, but I've been enjoying it. It does get quite difficult when there's tons and tons of enemies, and you're, like, running around trying to shoot down at people. But it's hard on a phone, too, because you're, like, my fingers are too large, and you're, like, how do I press the... I want to press the other button...
Does it require quick reactions as well?
Yeah, that's
which
sort of,
may be fiddly.
That's sort of the problem. Made me almost want, like, if I could just have a controller, I'd be doing a lot better at this, but It's fine for right now. I don't know. It's like a pretty simple game, but I enjoy it enough when I need a minute or two to play something silly. So, where I've been at with it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, DJ.
Is that on? It's done what well on Game Pass, too. I swear it's like at least Humble Bundle or something. I feel like I've got a copy of that. I just don't know what launcher it's on.
Yeah. Let me talk to you about, keeping track of how many different games you have on different services. I know I have doubles of games, I think I have doubles on, GOG or something like that that I bought at one point, and, on PlayStation. Right. You end up, when you're buying Humble Bundles, sometimes they sneak in a game or two that's like a double, and then what do you do? You know? I don't know. I would love a service, and I know, people say Play Night is really good for that, but I would love...
What's a Play Night?
It's a unified launcher of games. It's kind of, you load all your games onto it, and it's one launcher that you can launch games from. It kind of can keep track of it to a certain extent. It's not like it's what it's designed for. It's more designed as a unified launcher, but I know some people that we know use it because it's like an easy way to keep track of what games they own Battle.net, what games they have on Green Man Gaming, GOG? Which one was it? The one with the...
GOG, right? GOG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Humble Bundle. EGS.
Itch.
You play.
Origin. How many more?
Twitch launcher.
Twitch.
Epic Game Store.
I checked. I went and I looked at how many games I have on the Twitch launcher. I have 109 games on the Twitch launcher.
Yeah,
that's
a lot.
I didn't pay for any of them.
Yeah.
That's the thing where...
It's not bad.
No, but they stopped giving out that many games at once.
Yeah, they really have.
It was like, hey, this week, here's 8 video games. Okay, sweet.
Here's a game you never heard of now. We can't afford 8 games anymore. Here's a $1 game. You can't do it. It's too many. We give away too many games. Yeah, I don't know. And then there's also Android too. It's a pain in the ass. There are too many launchers and I can't keep track of what games I own. But actually, I think that some of the appeal of Game Pass to me is that you can look at the freaking catalog and here's the games, right? This is what you could play. I think that's positive. It's a very narrow list. I don't have to search through for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it does the surprise me stuff of I'm just going to shuffle until I see a game I like.
Yep. Show me a game I want to play. That's neat. So what have you been playing, DJ?
I played games from 2 launches that you can see here.
Okay, 2.
We'll go through the first one. I finished Far Cry New Dawn. This is the Uplay Plus segment.
Okay.
New Dawn's fine. It does improve a lot of things on Far Cry 5 for the co-op business. It's a bit shorter. And yeah, it's not too bad, but there's just a few weird things. If you mainline that story, you can get it done way quick. We were at 46% story progress until our last session, which was 2 hours long. And then we just went to 100%.
Right.
Within that one session. It definitely focuses you on upgrade your workbench because the guns are now a tiered damage system. It's not just a case of find the guns you like, add the attachments you like, and then your sword for the entire game. Okay. It's you gotta get ethanol and parts to upgrade the item in this sanctuary city thing, and once you upgrade the levels, you get better damage, but also the stealth weapons unlock, which is what you kind of want in that game anyway. It's a weird case of you mainline that. And then, for example, near the end, there's a cutscene which unlocks a special power for you. And we didn't use that because we were just kind of mainlining the game and we were just accruing excess perk points at this point. We had unlocked everything a few hours before. There was nothing for us to spend perk points in. And a friend of the show, Popcans, who I was playing this game with, went back into the game, and turns out there were just more skill trees that were unlocked with, like, even more special powers to do. I won't spoil it, because I think, Jake, you want to play this game, right?
Yeah, kind of looking for another co-op game now that we've finished Borderlands 3, so...
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, like, there's a point, it's pretty obvious to you when it occurs. I would suggest look at the perk tree or whatever, the skill tree or whatever, before you just rush and finish the game, because it'll make things a bit fresh again in that game, because it gets really monotonous at that point. So
good
yeah,
to know.
That would help a lot.
Okay, cool.
I'm playing these mostly because the, like, Uplay Plus had a, like, free month in September, and it's ending on, like, the 1st of October, so I'm just trying to rattle through these games that I have. I downloaded Trackmania Turbo on that game, on that Origin Plus, that Uplay Plus, that monthly service that Uplay does, not any of the others that I just listed.
The new service. One of these. Yeah.
One of these is the right
one. One of these ones has this game. It's fine.
And mostly I did that because, remember that whole fun bit of Trackmania was going to have VR? It's just as bad as you expected, but not
that sounds
for the exact
awful.
Reasons.
Yeah.
It's so. Not as... It's bad, but also not as bad as, like, you'd expected initially. So... It's a VR experience. It's not like the whole game's in VR. They, like, did a side section on the menu. And by and large, these are, like, roughly the tracks that they have in the campaign or whatever, but you can't play it online, VR, and it's only ghosts and stuff. And even more annoying is they've locked the camera to, like, behind the car perspective, but...
Behind the car? What?
So they locked the perspective to behind the car, which is what the default is in Trackmania, but they don't allow you to change the camera to at least be inside the car or something. The only time it does ever, like, change perspective is on two tracks. One was cool. It just has the, like, tiniest little loop. But it, because it's all way offset and in the distance, it kind of looks like you're playing Micro Machines or something. Like an old school, isometric type racer.
Oh, it's like RC Pro-Am.
Yeah, yeah, right, but you kinda, see the whole track, yeah. So you kind of just monitor the little car going across. It's the most basic track ever, but still, it's a nice concept that they tried doing there. And then the other time is there's, some track pieces in Lagoon or something that acts as like a roller coaster. It like magnetizes your car in so you can do loops. You can go like straight up and not lose any speed. You can like drive upside down, like across a field or some shit if you want through there. And it creates some really weird turns. And the only way they could do this was if they like put you onto the hood of the car so that you could follow it. So here's why it's terrible. One, they didn't quite test it enough so that when you're in that like hood of the car thing and it does like a 90-degree turn, the camera doesn't quite keep up. So I'm here and then my head has to tilt like that and it just gives you such weird like vertigo or it's a weird movement that you don't expect. And then you're stuck like that looking up at it. It's really weird. That like it's not the speed or the like fast-paced things around it that's giving you a bad feeling that you would expect with Trackmania. It's the fact that they fucked up the camera. And then
so basically they just slapped VR support on this and didn't test it at all and then put it out so
pretty much
sell more.
Yeah. And then like so the biggest crime is because the camera behind the car is at a fixed point. If you turn left, the car goes left, but you don't go left.
What?
You do not go, you do not stay behind that car. So you take a right turn and the car goes right and it's now off center. And then eventually you catch up. But it makes it like really difficult to make turns in that VR mode or anything. It is really stupid.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it really is. And like, especially with how squirrely some of these cars, they make the squirrely cars squirrely. It just makes turning like impossible. Whoa. For some of these things. It's really dumb.
I just saw what you meant in a video I'm watching, and boy, that would... I could see it making
Link
me sick.
Link it in the chat. But yeah, there's just a mess that they didn't quite get through. If they just moved everything to, like, first-person view, it would have been so much better. Because sure. At worst, you just have to learn the track, but at best, you're in an appropriate fixed point on the car.
Right. I mean, that's... I mean, like, you know, like... There's a way to do the... I feel like we know how to do racing games in VR, and it's weird that they're, like, they would be struggling with that idea. Like, just make the camera workable. Like, what?
Then again, it is.
Man, I played Dirt Rally in VR with like a wheel setup and stuff, and that actually made me kind of sick. So,
oh, how come? Just like the weirdness of it.
Like when I was playing it, I felt fine, but then like for about an hour afterwards, I felt not great. It was cool though.
Yeah, it's like you do it. I don't know. It feels at one point like, oh yeah, that would make sense, and then sometimes you just, I feel like sometimes they just go like, oh, it'll be fine, people will be fine, like the assumption is that it'll work out, and like I think with VR you have to do that due diligence, like sometimes even if the idea seems solid, like you really have to do like lots of testing. I feel like that's the thing that VR needs, is people to realize like it's gonna take a lot more prototypes and figuring things out more than traditional game stuff.
Yeah. The scale was all wrong. Like, I felt like I was driving a go-kart.
Yeah.
It was all tiny. Didn't feel like I was sitting inside of, like, an actual car. Like, a full-size car.
Mm-hmm.
And my... Look down and my body's all super tiny. It's like, there's no way to change that. Come on.
Just the wiggle on the when you go around a turn in it, that just, like, it just,
yeah, the like go the in, delay,
yeah, the delay, like you're, like, fuck, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like you're a trailer on the back of the thing. Like it's very, very strange. Yeah, I could see that making me sick.
It's real bad.
I could see that making me sick. That's pretty intense.
On the bright side, it's very quick, and like you can knock out all those tracks and like. An hour at most.
Right, that's probably the saving grace, right?
Yeah, no one's playing that game either way. Everyone's still on Trackmania Stadium 2 or whatever it is. The other game I played was Anno 1800. Ooh. They finally got that game on the Uplay Plus. So I only played this for like 20 minutes at most because... I went with the option of, like, the easiest option, which is normal for some reason. I said, like, hey, give me tooltips. I need, like, tooltips, because this is my first time playing Anno. And it starts off in this, like, weird, like, story progress system of, like, hey, you were in the Caribbean or somewhere, just, like, being a fisherman and, like, selling fish and shit. And then you went back home because your dad died. Your uncle's a dick, so he's taking over the company, and you and your sister like just sold out and grabbed as much money as you could, and they claim like you went to a small island, or like you found a small island to buy, but the cutscene like loaded so quickly for me, it just seemed like they went across a river. Like they didn't go far at all. Like
what?
Just a river. Okay. Port. Yeah, just like 10-minute river port drive or some shit. Is dumb. And yeah, and then it like just, it just literally drops you in, because it's like, here's some tasks, like build a marketplace, build 10 residential huts, and it shows you the like little icons to click on how to do that. Then it then it didn't do anything else for me, other than just, like, every so often keep giving me stuff like, oh, our uncle's such a dick, isn't he? Yeah, he's a dick. And then, like, the newspaper appears at some point. Yeah, the newspaper article comes up that's, like, bad-mouthing your father, and, like, the newspaper guy's like, I'm sorry, he forced me to print this and stuff like that. All irrelevant to, like, the issues I had immediately. So the marketplace was running fine. Mm-hmm. The workhouse area, the workers' houses, the residential housing, eventually said it needed to be connected stuff. No one told me you needed dirt roads immediately, so I had to figure that out, which is fair enough. That's kind of obvious. Did that. And then, like, out of nowhere, I built a, like, logging cabin and then a work shop or a workhouse, not a workhouse, a storage work shop, so it would store all the items, put it next to the market, and put the logging area around some trees, as you would do.
Sure.
That was bad, because turns out the storage location needs to be right next to the logging area, so I had to delete that and move that over. But more importantly, my houses, the workers, just decided to leave, and then the houses became derelict. And
peace, we're out.
It started to cost like 2 wood to rejuvenate these houses. And I had no more wood because nothing was happening. Turns out, if you click on the marketplace, it tells you, yo, these need to be built right next to the residential housing. It doesn't tell you that until I clicked on it.
Gotta live and learn, man.
After I built it and stuff. Yep. So I had no more wood. And then my trade post, I marked on the trade post, like, okay, I will buy wood. I'll buy a fuck ton of wood from anyone and everyone. Timber too. Just give me it all. I need the stuff to
send me the wood.
Yeah, and spent like 5 minutes waiting at full speed, and like nothing happened. Like no wood ever came to me. So like within 10 minutes, I was at this end game state of like nothing's happening. My fucking island's a death zone already.
Whoops,
we fucked up on this one, boys. Yeah. This colony not doing well. And Jonestown.
I got gold for days, and apparently the market's still running, but fucking no one's there to sell shit because they can't sell shit.
Some just been run by ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts. Exactly. So yeah, like within like half an hour, that game is already dead, and I have to start a new one because nothing's working.
Shit.
Yeah, all because it didn't tell me these things. Instead, it was talking about my dickhead uncle.
Hey, your uncle, what's going on? Man, we're dying out here. We don't have any food. Our houses are falling apart. Can you tell us? I don't want a newspaper, please. I don't need this newspaper. I need wood. Oh, my God.
So that's the Uplay Plus games. I don't think I'll play many other games from Uplay Plus. There is Transference. Not Transference, which is a VR game. VR. Yeah, which I will get to. I just didn't have enough time today and didn't quite want to today. So I'll get to that before the 1st of October, I think.
I'm excited about that. As somebody that's going to be buying a VR headset coming real soon, I'm excited for all these free VR games that are out there now. All these hot bangers like Transference and insert other VR games that are out there right now.
Trackmania Turbo.
Great. I'm going to be able to sit down. Just, you know, sit down and play a little Trackmania together. It's going to be great. And throw up. I'll keep the throw up bucket nearby. Just keep it real close.
Get one of those flip up headsets or pass through headsets so you can see where you're chundering.
Yep. That's put on a swivel.
Yeah, on a swivel. The other game system I was playing stuff on was Xbox or PC Game Pass, I should say. I have had Middle-Earth Shadow of War installed for ages, and I figured it was time to play it.
Okay.
Last night I started. And then 30 minutes went by, and I got pretty far in, and I said, like, I need to do other stuff, and just got distracted by it. So eventually I just closed it off, figuring it would save and stuff. Turns out it did not save. So
great.
I got really mad at that, and then decided, okay, I'll play this game again today, because I'll get in and I can rush through everything. Got through about 45 minutes again. And then I don't know what happened. I have no clue what happened, but I hit a guy and, like, I guess did a final killing blow or something, and then instantly the game just shot down to 4 frames per second. And, like, it would not recover. Like, no chance of recovering. Changed the window full screen to window.
Really?
Reduced the resolution. Like, my Xbox controller just wasn't responding because it was so slow. It wasn't, like, receiving the inputs. I had to go to keyboard mouse to get through the menus and stuff.
Did you save?
Like, nothing was fixing this.
Did you save this time?
No. No, because there is no save option there still. Because there's no autosave, I guess. So I started the game thinking, finally, I must have got through whatever section saves this bullshit. But no, I'm starting Act 1 all over again, which is great.
Let me tell you something.
Fuck it.
Don't play any more Shadow of War. Uninstall that game.
Oh, that's uninstalled already. I said, fuck.
Done.
It's gone, man.
As somebody that played more than that, got to, like, Act 3, you can uninstall that game, my friend. It's done. You're good. You're not going to get anything else out of that.
It's like, holy shit. I just don't know what caused the, like, 4 frames per second bullshit. It just dropped, and, like, I've never seen a game do that to me. It was insane. It wasn't even, like,
do that to me.
I didn't see, like, my CPU being overloaded. My graphics card seemed totally fine. There was no jet noise going on in my computer, so I was just massively confused. It was a fucking mess. And then I found Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition, and that's a good, cute game. I've only played, like, maybe 45 minutes of that game. But it has a save system that told me how to save, so I've been doing that, and I saved before I ended my first run on it. And yeah, it's an interesting, fun game. I'm sure it's going to get harder as a platformer, I should say. I'm trying to figure out the right words, because it's not too difficult right now, but I've heard that the platforming levels get more interesting and hard the further you get into that game.
Yeah, I played only a little bit of it, and it just gets, I don't know if I would call it hard, it's just, it's gonna test you, like, you're gonna need to make some jumps, like,
yeah.
Did you play Super Meat Boy? Is that something you have sort of experience with, or?
A little bit. I didn't get through most of it, and then, like, I played a bit of that, and I haven't played Celeste yet.
So I don't think it's as bad as Super Meat Boy, mainly because you have a health bar and it's not, like, you know, as bad. Like, I think you'll get it. It's just, there are certain sections that are really hard. I'm excited to see you play more, because one of my favorite sections comes up pretty early in the game, and it's, you'll get to a tree section pretty early.
Yeah, I'm working towards the spirit tree, or whatever the fuck it's called. I assume it's at the spirit tree, or is the spirit tree.
It's like a water section, like you activate a water thing, and then...
I have not got to water things yet.
When you do, I really enjoyed that. It's a very natural way, like, I think you won't expect it. You'll have to start running at a point when they don't tell you, like, hey, start running, and I think that's, like, I really enjoyed that, of, like... Hey, this thing is coming. You should actually move. Like, it's a lot of fun. I like Ori and the Blind Forest a lot. I think you'll have a great time so far. So,
yeah, I'll probably try and play a lot of that. I've heard it's very good, and I kind of wanted something that isn't going to be an adventure thing, or like a shooter or an RPG thing, but something like Yoku's Island Express. It's not that similar, but it's still platformy and has charm. So I'm intrigued in continuing on. Man, that did we talk about the Modern Warfare beta?
We talked about it a little week, bit. Right? Do you want to talk about it more?
Yeah.
Have you played more?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No, because it ended from last week. I'm just saying, I might get that game. It's really stuck with me how good it was.
Did you get a chance to play any of that Ground War or whatever, or Warzone? Or?
No, I forgot to do it.
Okay. Disappointed me, but okay.
Yeah, we did talk about it, No, I remember Ground War talk, yeah. No, I didn't get around to it, but yeah, I'm tentatively intrigued by that game.
Tentatively intrigued. That's all you can say, really. I mean, there's also that terrible news story about loot boxes or whatever. But I'm intrigued. I enjoyed what I played in that game, so yeah. I'm certainly in if you're in, sir. Except for that, you play anything else? Sir? What's your impression
of
you play stuff so far? Compare to me, Uplay Plus versus Game Pass. Thank you.
Game Pass has more games, so it's better. It's on a better launcher system. The games themselves, especially if they're like Windows client, Windows 10 is massively better because their load and their like closing speeds are just insanely fast. Their UWP specific business is really cool in that sense. The friends list, if you have any from like your Xbox or PC, is going to be there, right. So that's nice as well. The overlay is incredibly good because it hooks into that Xbox game overlay or whatever bullshit that they recently renovated. But it does have stuff like, hey, if you don't have any of the Assassin's Creeds, you'll get that. The Anno 1800 has like most of the or all of the DLC included, so that's handy. If the free like month or even 2 weeks or whatever they have, they'll have a free trial, I'm sure. Is about during what's it? Watch Dogs 3.
Mm-hmm.
I very much suggest you save your free trial equivalent until then. To play Watch Dogs 3 then.
Yeah, that's what my hope is, to play Watch Dogs when it comes out, because that seems really neat, and they're doing a lot of stuff with that that seems cool, so.
Yeah, or at least you can play it then, and if you really still like Watch Dogs or didn't get through to the end of it, you can just buy it.
And then the hope is, you know, I can play through all the Assassin's Creed games in a month also, you know, just, you know. Simple tasks.
Yeah, you wouldn't, but yeah.
There's no way. I mean, it's physically impossible, I believe. I don't think there's any way, even if you didn't sleep at all, that you could play that. But we're going to try, you know? Jake, how do you feel about trying to play all the Assassin's Creed games in, like, a one-month span?
Don't.
That's fair. That's fair. But what if I use a magical apple, though, as the, you know, to make sure I could... What the fuck does the apple do? I forget the story of Assassin's Creed now. I have no idea.
Oh, the Apple of Eden. I fucking forget what it does. Doesn't it bring people back to life? No. It lets you talk to gods.
Oh! Gods, plural. Interesting. Okay.
Also, weren't there other items? There were other items, weren't there?
Man, it's been...
I feel like there was at least one other item.
Assassin's Creed 2 was an Ancient Aliens game that, like...
Yeah.
...is super crazy in retrospect. But I have no idea what they were doing. Jake, tell me about video games you played, so we don't have to talk about the apple eating anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've already talked about all the games I played this week, really. Like, on previous episodes.
Okay.
And I played one other game, and I don't think I can talk about it.
Oh. I see this game on this list.
So.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a straight answer from the from the developers,
okay,
if I can actually talk about it or not. So I'm not. Fair I'm just going to err on the side of caution and not.
You know, you're under NDA right now. It's fine. We're a professional organization. Everybody's under NDA on the staff. Technically, or something. It's fine.
Technically, I didn't sign any kind of NDA. It's a VR game. I could probably say that I played it. It's called Virtual Battlegrounds.
Okay. Played it.
It's somebody's trying to make a better battleground or a better battle royale game for VR.
Cool. And then that's
And there's a Discord that I'm on that does like events, game events.
Oh, sure.
Like, hey, let's go try this game out, or let's go try this game. And today they had one pretty early this morning, and we're like, hey, just talk to whoever and get a key. And I just sent him a message. I was like, can I get a key? He's like, here you go.
Wow. Can I get an invite to that Discord, by the way? Can we send me up to...
Yeah, I can probably shoot you one.
Did you see there was an Oculus? I haven't played Oculus in so long, so like I turned it on for this Trackmania bullshit. And like, I just noticed on the side, it's like, hey, pull out a window from your desktops. It's not specifically like mirroring a desktop anymore. You can just totally mirror a window. I thought that was cool.
Like pulling, a full size. Yeah, that's been window? In for like a year and a half.
It can't be that long because I have played VR within like 6 months or so.
That was with the Oculus Dash update in like December of 2018 or something like that.
So maybe I didn't notice that connection or something. Because I knew there was a method to get to the desktops, and I just ignored everything else, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
What kind of window are you pulling out, though? Like a crank-out window?
I wanted to do the fantasy football discussions while I was playing Trackmania Turbo.
Do you look down at your fantasy football scores on your, like, wrist or something?
Up.
Up.
It was up. Yeah. That's usually where I put my shit. That's useful... sometimes in Elite Dangerous because all the screens are like from left to right that you have like context sensitive staring, but up and down you're totally fine to put shit where there.
Okay, so you did play more Beat Saber. I know. What's your Beat Saber song? Yep. What are you working on? What you grinding on? What's your song that you want to beat Saber?
I'm just playing stuff. I'm just playing whatever.
Okay.
Just kind of going through new song packs, like community packs, not the paid ones. Just like,
I was gonna say,
people make playlists, and there's a series of playlists that are like songs with fantastic flow, and there's like four volumes of that, and then somebody just put a fifth one out. So I've been going through those and picking out favorites.
Cool.
Full combo to an Expert Plus song yesterday. That was cool.
Hey man, that's a good way to get exercise. Feel good. Beat some sabers, you know? That's good.
I feel like that calorie counter was lying, though. Like, you got to the end of a song and it was at, like, 89, 90 calories, and I was like, no fucking way. No way.
That's 89. That's a lot of beat saber.
I spend 30 minutes fucking jogging and I get, like, 200 calories. No way you're fucking losing 90 calories in a 5-minute beat saber song.
Hey man, you're working all those glutes, you know? You're working all the muscle groups all at once.
It's true.
Being a Jedi is hard. They're always jacked. They're always ripped. It takes a lot of work to be a Jedi. It's true.
You mentioned community packs. Are they like sanctioned by the Beat Saber company still, or is
these are just like playlists of custom songs that other people have uploaded, and they're just people collect them, put them in playlists, and you can just download them as a playlist.
Okay.
There's no way Beat Saber is sanctioning songs.
I was just wondering. Yeah.
Once you start trying to do that, it's a slippery slope and like nobody playing the game anymore, so
yeah. I was also wondering, like, will they ever chase that mod away? Will they ever remove that mod?
No, because if they did, Beat Saber would be fucking boring.
Yeah.
End of. Like, nobody plays it on PlayStation because there's no custom songs. Nobody plays it on Oculus Quest or whatever the fuck, because getting custom songs on there is a pain in the ass. It's possible, but it's a pain in the ass.
Right, it's its own modular thing. Yeah, it's not like, on the PC.
I haven't played one of any of the stock songs in like months.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Because yeah, if they pushed that mod away, they would be damning themselves. They'd be
yeah.
So, can I ask a VR-related question while we're on the topic of VR? Is that Resident Evil 7 game out on VR on anything but PlayStation yet, or?
Not yet.
It's on PC, but you can't use VR with it yet.
Mm-hmm. Any announcement on that? Any, like, word on the street?
Nope. Probably not.
That's the one thing I'm like, I would love to play Resident Evil 7 in VR. Be spooky for Halloween.
All honesty, a lot of those like PSVR exclusives rarely make it over. Can you think of any besides Tetris Effect that's like made it over? And even then, Does Tetris Effect even have VR on PC?
Yeah.
They confirmed that, yeah.
Someone was able to hack it in VR. I don't know how he did it.
I mean, you can technically hack VR support into like anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not great, but you can.
People did that to like Trackmania before they even announced VR support. Their janky shit.
Vorp X is like something you have to pay for, and it sucks.
I've seen that before. Oh, it sucks. Okay.
Yeah, like for the most part, it's not great because more and more companies are rolling out actual VR support for their games.
Right.
I wonder. I know we were just talking a little bit before the show about. Like, some of the PlayStation stuff, we were talking about, obviously, the PlayStation, what is it, PlayStation Play, PlayStation, that was Tuesday.
PlayStation Experience.
Yeah, PlayStation Experience, but then.
Oh, no, you were talking about the State of Play, we were talking about something else earlier.
We were talking about multiple things. Well, do you think they're coming out with a second headset for PlayStation? Or do you think it's like a PlayStation 5, like, they released them?
Probably, I can see them doing, like, a new revision of it that's got, like, I don't know, better screens or something in it.
Inside-out
tracking?
Need their camera or some shit?
That's probably fucking impossible with how they're using it, with, like, their tracking tech.
Yeah.
Because their tracking tech's, like, 10 years old at this point.
No, but I'm wondering if they do both, essentially, to keep their bullshit old tech and then also have inside-out tracking to be, like, the standard that VR is nowadays.
I mean, I feel like PlayStation VR has been successful for them. Like, they seem to be keeping support on it, so that's good, to a certain extent, right? What was that no for, huh?
I have no clue what the sales numbers are and whatnot. To be fair, and like, I'd be very surprised if like the games actually sold gangbusters.
I could see that too, but I don't know.
That said, like, there's enough PS4s out there that like I'm sure many parents have been sucked in during Christmas for like
probably
get a VR headset bundle thing.
I just wonder if I know PlayStation 5, they came out and talked a lot about it. Like, I wonder if they would do, like, here's the PlayStation 5. Also, we're announcing a new revision of the VR headset. Like, PlayStation VR 2 or something like that. That comes, I don't know. I mean, that would be the really good one, is if they said, here's PlayStation 5. Also, included with it, for, like, $700 or something, is a VR headset, too. Like, or, like, package it in right from the jump, you know? That would be super.
That's like way too much money that they'd be losing out on.
Yeah.
Considering like the PS5 might be like $500 anyway or something.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know. I've heard a lot about like graphics card prices and stuff like that jumping up and down, and who knows? But just saying.
I mean, like at this point, I'm still using a 1070. That's still very, very fine for VR. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, the VR wall in PCs being the graphics card is, like, very cheap now. You can probably find my 1070 for, like, $300 or less at this point.
Yeah, and I feel totally confident now with my 1070 going like, hey, let's go buy a VR headset. You know, like I don't feel like I would even have to check if it works or not, which I think is positive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, where does PlayStation VR go? Like, where does that? I don't know. I feel like they should have went out and made it work with everything and let their games also be on, like, PC and stuff. Like, I feel like that would have been more inclusive. Like, here, you can play all the PlayStation VR games, too.
They only have, like, what's that little guy that was in the controller? You shook the controller, and then those little guys are hidden in there.
Oh,
in the game or some shit. That like, PS Play room. Playroom?
Playroom?
Was that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, with those little robot guys.
Astrobot or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Astrobot Express or, like, he's saving some shit. I don't know. That was, like, their one good game.
And also Resident Evil 7. That's all I want, all right?
Sure.
No, I mean, they had, you know, like Tetris Effect.
Resident Evil 7 was basically just like, hey, your camera is a VR headset. You still play it with a controller.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Res. That new Res in VR would be cool, too.
It's on PC.
What?
Huh. Yep. Res Infinite.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, yeah. That was a PS4 one that did eventually come to PC. Huh. I'm not sure if it was ever exclusive or if like it was just there and more marketed for PS4.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't. I'm looking at all these games and they all seem to be out on other VR platforms, so.
Huh. There's only niche ones. Like there's like a Star Shooter or some shit where they tried selling a like gun. Plastic toy gun thing, which you would put the Move controller in.
How about Robinson the Journey? Anyone want to play Robinson the Journey? Anyone even know what?
Sounds like a bullshit 40-minute VR experience.
Yep.
You get to play with dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. Robinson Crusoe, but you're like a future man and there's dinosaurs. Exciting?
But like, the lack of first party or like initiative, their lack of push and initiative in like the VR front at this point in time makes me heavily think that their VR cycle is dead or is gonna die with the PSVR. I don't see why.
Yeah, I don't know.
They would push. They don't have any like. They don't have even have teasers in like, hey, we're making this first party item.
Yeah.
Or first party game for this, and we need new hardware to make it work.
All right, other question. I know you don't usually, but would you even get a PlayStation 5? Like, is it even something that you're considering, DJ, if they come out with one?
At this point, yes, if they, A, have backwards compatibility and, like, B, on the fly, it's like, hey, this game just runs better because we can adapt. Mostly because I still haven't got Red Dead Redemption 2. Death Stranding, there's a good chance that'll just pass me by. The Last of Us 2 as well. If there's some solid PS5 info and exactly what I said before, there's backwards compatibility and stuff, I may as well just wait because my launch PS4 is really dying at this point.
Sure. All right. Do you guys want to move on to news or... What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Sure.
Okay. Nintendo Switch? Let's talk about this Joy-Con lawsuit. There's a class action lawsuit that is claiming that Joy-Cons are defective. Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons are defective.
Did you say effective?
Defective? Did I say effective?
Defective.
They're very effective.
You did, I think.
Also.
They're effective.
They're very effective.
They're effective until they're not.
Until they start drifting, which is what this class action lawsuit is saying. That they are drifting. And to kind of bundle in with this, the Switch Lite, which became the second highest debut of any system revision in Japan, came out. And it also has Joy-Con drift.
Also has the Joy-Con drift issue.
They've joined the...
Which is amazing.
...lawsuit with that, too, which is like... How do you let that one happen? Like, how do you even... How do you not take a second crack at that, figure that out, and go like, okay, we got that done. Like, my God, what the fuck? I can't believe, like... You have how many months has it been since the Switch came out? Probably like 2 years almost now. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think? TJ, I know you mentioned reading the article about the Switch Lite stuff. Thoughts? I know you had Joy-Con Drift.
I had Joy-Con Drift. I fixed it, as I said before, but it's a case of not everyone's going to have the ability to fix it.
Right.
And the going to the obvious point in this article, it's fine if, like, my console has Joy-Con Drift, because I can just buy a new Joy-Con. A lot of people are buying, like, alternatives, which are much cheaper than, like, the full Joy-Cons anyway. Like, the Hori left one has an actual D-pad built in, no case change whatsoever required, so there are cheaper ways of getting Joy-Cons, but for the Lite, you're just fucking stuck. And like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. Yeah.
That's nuts. Right, because on the Lite, are they detachable at all? No, right? Like, it's physically...
No, it's all one piece.
Yeah, you'd have to take the case apart, and that's a warranty claim, so yeah. Your best bet is sending off your console to Nintendo, and you know how they are like that. They're
slow.
Not great at it. Slow.
And then when you get it back, it'll probably have the same problem in like 3 months.
Yep. You might not have your saves, because that's a thing. You probably will just have a different Switch Lite than your own.
Yep.
That's usually what they sometimes do to make things quicker. I've seen a teardown, but I want to say that they're not as modular whatsoever. Like, I have a
feeling.
It's all, like, a couple big giant PCBs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I think they are still slightly different, like, some of the Joy-Cons have different PCBs, but I think it's harder to get that stick out now. Whereas I think it's a modular piece that you can, like, remove from, like, the power lines, remove from that connector, and then you can just take that sticker off. I don't think you can do that with the fucking Switch Lite. Not as easy, at least.
So my question is, what do you do if you're Nintendo and you lose this lawsuit? Like, what could be satisfaction? Like, I don't know how you would satisfy this. Like, would you give everybody $25 or something? Like, what's the... I don't know what they could do. Like, usually game companies... I know PlayStation lost that one lawsuit a while ago. They gave out some free games and stuff like that. Kind of try to satisfy that issue. Like, what do you guys think they could do to... Like, what's the solution if they lose this? Which I think, looking at how many issues there are with these drift, like, it seems somewhat likely that they might be in a little trouble here. Especially with the Lite stuff, so... what do you think? What could they do? Free games? Free month?
Free games?
Replace their fucking Joy-Cons.
Yeah, they can offer replacements.
Like, no questions asked for free.
They do say now that you can send in free repairs. That's been there for a couple months in the US. Not for the UK, I'll have you know, but yeah, in the US you can do that at least. But then, to Albie's point, what do you do with Switch Lights?
Yeah, like, what do you do?
Because that's a...
Let me send my whole console in.
Yeah.
That's a
free repair.
Sticky fucking situation.
Yeah, that's going to be big for Nintendo. That's a big cost for Nintendo. Yeah.
Maybe they should have fucking thought about that before they put the same busted-ass joysticks on their Switch Lite.
Like, I would have, you know, pay $50 more. Like, most people probably would have paid $25 to $30 more on the front end just to make, like, if they had to, like, you know, I think you talked about, like, it not being that big of a deal. Like, if you had to pay, like, a few dollars more, like, I don't know what the fuck the problem would be with that. Just cut into your margins a little bit, but this could spiral out on them and I think cost them quite a bit.
If it's like found that they were negligent, especially with Switch Lite owners, It's fine for Nintendo Switches because it's like a quote unquote like their first iteration, right. And that's been an issue from like launch and whatnot. So like that's not the worst thing, and there's like modularity so that it's easily replaceable. Switch Lite, it's a whole all-in-one thing. They've had 2 years. They've had prior warnings. They should have known about this as an RO default. Yeah, that's much more of an issue.
Especially with, like, this is an awkward time of the year, I think, for that something like this to happen. Like, you're right around Christmas. Yeah. You're right around the big rush of, you know, a lot of families buying this, especially with Switch Lite. You see Switch Lite being, like, the second highest debut ever of a video game console in Japan. It could really, I think, be pretty nasty if it ends up being like, oh, yeah, Joy-Con Drift has actual real problems. Ooh, ooh. Couple 2, 3, 4 million. Couple 2, 3, 20 million. 30. A lot of money could go with this.
It's bad, especially if, like, they're... margins for the Switch Lite are razor thin because it's slightly new upgraded hardware. They cut the cost of that thing by like $100 or some shit. And yeah, I'm pretty sure their margins for that Switch Lite are nowhere near as good as the OG Switch, even with like some wireless stuff removed from the Joy-Cons and like batteries from the Joy-Cons removed and stuff like that. They probably didn't save as much as the $100 or whatever. So if they're gonna have to recall like most of these fucking Switch Lights, yeah, they're gonna have a problem.
Yeah. Well, intriguing. We'll move to our next news story. This time, something a little bit more positive. PlayStation has joined forces with the United Nations to combat climate change. This kind of comes on the heels of them setting some sustainability goals for the next PlayStation. I believe it was head of... Let's see here. I just saw his name. The head of architecture? Something like that. Basically what he said was, we're working on making the PlayStation 5 have 0.5 volts in like standby mode or something like that. Like it can run on extremely low amount of energy. If you remember with the PlayStation Vita, they had something similar where if in standby mode, it could last like a whole day and just sitting in standby mode. So PlayStation always kind of been that. I think it's a positive news story I wanted to bring up because you don't often hear about like different companies like this trying to do that. Yeah, it's 0.5 watts. If they enable the feature, it would save the average electricity use of 1,000 U.S. homes. It would save just 1 million users enables feature. It would save the equivalent to the average electricity use of 1,000 U.S. homes. So a good, you know, as big of a step as you can take. Microsoft also came out and said they're trying to make the new Xboxes carbon neutral, which I have no idea what that means, besides for low energy use. Like, I don't know how you make something carbon neutral. It's weird. But it's nice to see these companies kind of getting out there and trying to make some environmental choices with their hardware stuff as we head into the next cycle of console.
I'm gonna wing it, but I think it's the equivalent of saving the amount of carbon
that it would produce. Used to make it.
From its expected lifetime that it would create, you save the amount by making it. Apple's done something similar with their new phones. They're all the aluminium and like metal said that kind of weird, that they're going to have in their new phones is all recycled. So they're not digging up any new any new materials from the earth. They're essentially recycling everything in these new phones, which, considering how many Apple phones fucking sell each year, is quite a lot, which is good. Like, yeah, we need mass market systems like this in place.
Yeah, I think it's positive. You know, like whenever you get a chance to like cut down on taking thousands of tons of earth metals out of the ground, like that's a good thing. Saving some power, you know, saving a little power, you know, it's nice. Make things a little better for the environment, you know. VR, Jake, you have a VR news story here. Jake and DJ have a VR news story. Tell me about Oculus Quest turns into a good VR item with link and software hand tracking. This is a news story headline.
They announced a cable that you can plug into an Oculus Quest that goes into a PC unless you play Rift games.
Oh.
I was kind of excited about this, but then I remembered that the Oculus Quest, the screens are locked at 72 hertz, and I was like, nope, I'm good.
Huh. Well, then my question is, as a person looking at getting a VR headset, what's up with the no? Is it no?
So I was in your chat at one point and asked some people about this. Is a 72 hertz frame rate lock bad?
Yes.
And if so, why and what does a lower frame rate cause?
A lower frame rate can make you sick easier. The motion's not as smooth as it would be with a 90 hertz screen.
So if you do like a snap 90 turn or something like that, it's going to look a bit slower. Okay.
Right. And then all of your inputs are going to have a little bit more latency to them as well.
Okay.
So, which can, you know, exasperate VR sickness, basically.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. Because a disconnect. Yeah.
Right. And that's why you want
full time.
It's why you want higher refresh rate screens for VR. So like 90 or like 120 with the Index.
Okay. It's just curious because the other one is also 80. And I think like a couple of them are also downgrading to 80 from the standard 90 we saw in the first wave, let's say.
Yeah, and they're... That's a number of design choices that I question with that kind of stuff. So, like, they also took away hardware IPD adjustment, which was also pretty shitty of them to do.
Yeah.
Because they did it so they can save money and they can sell more of them because it doesn't require 90 FPS. It only requires 80 now. And they're just taking out stuff that should be kept, in my opinion. Just for the end user, quality of life shit, basically. Huh. So yeah, not interested in this at all now. I totally forgot that the screens are 72 hertz, and I was like, nope, I'm good.
I think your best bet, Tharden, is to play about with it, see if you're happy with the Quest at 72 hertz or something, because it does have hardware IPD, which is one of the key things you do want out of the thing. I think its FOV is actually pretty good. I think it's increased from the FOV standard is the Oculus.
It's the same as the original Rift. So it's like a 90 to 100. Same. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. And then it's like resolution is slightly better as well. I think it also has like AMOLED or something.
Yeah, the screen tech is different. And I think the lenses are improved a bit.
Yeah, so I think if you're fine with the 72 hertz or something and you're like not going to find the sickness, it might still be the best thing to go. Because you're not going to, let's be real, you're not going to have the money. I'm not going to have the money to buy an Index anytime soon. Neither am I going to buy that like HTC Cosmos. Your two options are like if you want that like dual purpose ability, then you may as well buy the Quest and then just get a really fancy USB-C cable to plug into it at a later date for the dual purpose, like, you're going to fuck around in your living room, and then, oh, I want to play actual, like, good games sitting down next to my PC.
Is the reverb good? Like, what are we...
HP Reverb?
What are the hot reviews?
That's the new...
Is it even out?
I don't even know if that's out yet or not. I don't think it is.
Is this the... This is the one with the, like... There was one gimmick that was cool with it, right? Not gimmick, one spec that was good, but then, like, the rest of it wasn't that great. I think it's, like, the... resolution is extremely good.
I mean, that's kind of the thing with Windows Mixed Reality headsets in general, is the resolution's higher.
Yeah, I think I just saw a thing saying, best resolution in market.
I'm gonna get whatever I can think is cheap. You know, if the HP one, the other one, not the HP, Samsung? No. If one, whatever one's like cheapish, yes. That's good.
Yeah, Samsung Odyssey. The Odyssey.
Yeah, whichever one's cheap.
In fact, that's like, that's quote unquote older tech. So you might find some Odysseys, Odyssey Pluses, that second version of it, cheap during Black Friday. That'd be a good one for you to get.
That or the Oculus.
It has Windows. Yeah, it has Windows tracking, which is not good, but yeah. You might find, like, OG Rifts cheaper now because people are trying to flob them off to get
quests.
Yeah,
they're going to be all fucking scuffed up and the lenses are going to be all scratched and shit. Like, maybe. I took really good care of my first headset, with the exception of when I dropped it and it broke the screen. But like, even then, the lenses were still kind of like scuffed up and stuff, too. Like, I kept them clean and all that shit, but...
But, for example, didn't you just buy a set and on eBay and you...
Yeah, but I bought it as just the headset.
Right.
Like, if you're buying a bundle, you're probably buying it for someone who used it a lot.
Yeah, likely. But I mean, that's still probably cheap nowadays. I mean,
you have to buy one secondhand because they don't make the CV1 anymore. So they discontinued it.
Can you not get it on Amazon or anything?
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I think you're right. I remember that actually. Can buy an Oculus Go. Don't buy an Oculus Go.
Don't buy an Oculus Go?
Yeah, the Oculus Rift CV1 is like $600 on Amazon right now. So that means...
Oh, they're cheaper for me.
And there's not like, but they're not Prime eligible or anything, so that means they're very likely not being made anymore.
Yeah, no, never mind. Yeah, these new ones are now like £450 and like £700. Even though like Quest and Rift S are like £400 brand new.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're getting niche.
You know, I'm looking at this on eBay right now, and there's, like, pretty decent sales on, like, Oculus Quest 64GB VR headset black, $255. Pretty decent. Decent deals. I'm going to keep my eyes open as Black Friday approaches.
You got to remember with Quest, since I wouldn't buy a pre-owned Quest, because that thing's probably gone outdoors. That thing's probably like
been thrown in backpacks, just
back of someone's car, like bouncing around everywhere. Yeah,
because they're meant to be portable. So
yeah,
they've been treated as a portable electronic,
right?
And no one's buying a flight case for that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, neat. Thank you for the information. I'm sure I'll ask again. We always have this conversation. I gotta buy one at some point, so we can
Black
stop
Friday
having this conversation. But cool. Black Friday coming up. Keep my eyes open. This year. This is the year. Prepare yourselves. Very scary.
It's the VR year. Is there a...
No, it's not.
I'm gonna Google it right now. But if someone hasn't made the Yeet simulator in VR, I don't know what they're even doing.
I mean, technically any game is that.
Every game, really. I mean, right. If you think about it. Every game. Really. So are you guys thinking of Left 4 Dead 2? Think of that PlayStation State of Play thing? Will you think of...
What?
Left 4 Dead
2? You mean the Last of Us 2.
Last of Us 2, yes. Think of Left 4 Dead 2. Let me ask you about a game from Valve from like 10 years ago. What'd you think?
Yep.
Are you gonna get that game and want to excited
I'm
about
intrigued.
Killing zombies and people with hacksaws and like?
I'm intrigued. I like the Last of Us series, but I don't know, man. I don't think my PS4 is capable of it. So I'm gonna wait for reviews. Is it Digital Foundry, the Eurogamer like offshoot that analyzes games?
Yeah.
Gonna wait for Digital Foundry to get some analysis on it to make sure it's like gonna run fine on my shitty ass PS4. If not, I'm gonna try and do the thing where I just ignore everything and I somehow avoid story
spoilers
and hopefully get it for PS5 or something. Yeah, this is a game Control. Somehow I've avoided everything from Control, and that game's passed now, so it's I'm all golden for now.
Until the DLC comes out. Very ready for that.
Sure.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Jake's with me.
Yep.
Counting the days.
Looking forward
Best
to that.
Game of the year. Game of the year, Control. Fuck all the other games. Thank you. I don't know. Maybe Death Stranding is better. I don't, we'll see. I don't think it will be.
Probably not. Probably
seems
not.
Like a pain in the ass game. That's all I'm saying. Seems like a pain in the ass.
Yes.
It seems like a really, really boring game. Hurts me, but I play through it. Listen, that's all I'm saying. Thank you. My hot take for today. And with that, it's been episode 177.
Seven.
Rums over Baghdad. I've been Albie, your host. Like us on Google Play and Apple Podcasts. We're over there, I think. Somebody sort of checked on the Apple Podcast thing. Might be over there, but it might not be.
We probably are, because if we were on iTunes, then I'm sure it got migrated over. Sure.
So like us there, leave a comment. We'll read them. Maybe. And then send us an email, rumsbag@gmail.com. It's where you send questions. You can ask me about television shows. I've watched all of them. You can ask DJ about what's going on with Great Britain. You can ask him about Brexit. He's an expert.
Yep.
You can ask Jake about
VR.
Still
done.
Still what? Go ahead, DJ. What'd you say?
It's still going.
Okay.
Still going strong.
You can also ask DJ about tea, since apparently he's a fucking expert on tea and who drinks it and what tea is considered. So just make sure he's British, he knows his tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. On Rob's Order Baghdad. No, we won't. Next week is anime. Next week is anime, I think.
All right.
October?
We'll see you
in October.
We'll see you guys after
we'll
that.
See you in October.
2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks.
All right.
Bye.
See you guys later.